W. What did you learn most in your first season as a head coach, and how much maybe easier is it going into year two?
Well, I don't know if easier is the good word, but I learned first of all that I can't do everything by myself, and I have a wonderful staff, and they have been great and really helping me to be able to manage things a little differently. And I know about the conference now. It's one thing to watch film and think you know, and then it's another thing to play teams and actually know what to expect from a lot of them. And so it's been great for us this summer having that knowledge going into so that we can prepare a little bit better.
Janaea, you played 4 seasons at Monmouth. You're sixth player of the year in the conference a year ago. How has the adjustment gone to UNCW, and what went into making the change?
It's great. Just a lot of hard work working together with, all my new teammates. I love them. They're great. We've been really competitive in practice, and we're just looking forward to starting the season.
Coach, talk about how practice has been going. You got four starters back, including your top three scorers, and then again, obviously, we have brought in some talented new players. Talk how the preseason practice has gone so far.
If I had to choose one word to describe practice, I would say competitive. Nini's like, yep. It's been really competitive. It's great when you've got a core returner with six players returning that know the expectations. And so then the nine newcomers were able to come in and already know what's to be expected. And so we've been going for a little while now, and we're super excited about where we are. Of course, if you ask any coach during this time of year, none of us are happy. Oh, we got to get this in. I still got to do this. We can't do this, or we can do that. But we're working really hard. Excuse me. And like I said, I like our group a lot.
How much further along are you because of that with the returners? Last year, everything had to have been new. Now with returners and more talent on your roster, how have you been able to implement more of the style and things that you plan to do and would like to do?
Absolutely. For me, I would say it's definitely been easier because there's some things that I don't have to say, or maybe I say things one time and then they get taken care of. And we've got a group that really holds down the standard really well. And so that group has really helped in that regard in terms of, us where we're at. I think for us, we're able to just play basketball so much more. I don't ever want our players to be robotic. I want them to be basketball players first. And I feel like with, like you said, the veteran group that we do have coming back, and then with the newcomers, that a lot of them are new are veterans as well, we're able to just play. And I mean, that's the fun way to play anyways. I don't want to have to call a bunch of sets and this, that, and other. I want them to get out and play the game that they love and have a good time. And so it's been really fun so far.
Jay, you've won a lot of games in your career at Monmouth and cut the nets a couple of years ago. How have you tried to bring that winning mentality and what it takes to do that to your new team?
First everything, you got to keep yourself accountable. So I try my best to do that, and I try to lead by example, also lead vocally, and just try to hold everyone else accountable as well. And that goes a long way. Like Coach said, keeping the culture, building the culture, and just holding that standard. We go by the six Ps. We try to make sure we uphold the standard as much as we can. And like we've been gelling. Like we said, we have a lot of newcomers, nine new people. We have the six returners. We have a lot of experience. Everyone who came in, we're pretty mature. We've done a lot of winning, and just gradually putting all those pieces together collectively, we've done a pretty good job of, flowing and working hard together to keep a steady flow within our new system. So.
Coach, you got a pretty talented roster back with four starters. How have those four returners improved their game, and how have players maybe like Janaea caused them to step up their games maybe even a little more?
Well, everybody's improved. Let me just start there. From our returning group, this postseason and summer work was hard. It was really tough. I put them through the ringer. I really did, because we had to get better in a lot of different areas. And so the new people that are coming into our team, our five transfers and our four freshmen, now they are able to come in and they are able to give us a little bit of versatility to be able to do some different things. And it allows a lot of those returners to go back to their natural positions, you know, where Taylor Henderson and Mary Ferrito don't have to play the point guard anymore, which they had to do last year. Evan Miller, we can put her more on the wing, more as a three than as a four, as we had to a lot last year. And so when you put players in their natural environments and in their natural elements, they tend to produce a little bit better for you. And we're able to see that thus far in practice. And we're just looking forward to continuing to grow in that area.
Tell us about some of those newcomers that you think might make an immediate impact for you.
Oh man, that's tough because we got a lot of them. We have a lot of them. I got a couple of them that are my secret weapons I'm not going to talk about. But, you know, I can't, this was not so secret. We call Jania, we call her Nene. So I'm going to refer to her as Nene from here on out. But Nene's a fifth year point guard, as you said, won a championship at Monmouth. And so her being at the point has allowed other people to play their natural positions. And it's something about having a primary ball handler that you just say, go get a bucket. And that makes everybody else more comfortable in their roles. And that posture of winning, Nene brings. We've got Ali Zalea, the stretch five transfer from UNC. Anytime you've got a big that's 6'4", 6'5", that can shoot it just as good as anybody else on your team, that helps. And she's a defensive presence too. Isis Fitch comes from Bradley. She won a championship at Bradley too. Y'all are getting this winning mindset, this winning mentality here. And she's from Chicago, Illinois. And she has a sense of toughness that we needed in the post. And like I said, we've got others. Kate Holyfield, that's a sniper, a 3-point shooter. And then I like to call my freshman group. I say they're four freshmen that don't know that they're freshmen, which is a good thing. You know, they get out there, and if you didn't know, you wouldn't realize that they were freshmen. Two of them state champions in their high schools and AAU national championships. And so we've got a very diverse group, and they all bring different things, and we're really looking forward to everybody else seeing what we get to see every day.
Janae, as a point guard, you've kind of counted on to sort of be the coach on the floor, the leader on the floor. When you join a new bunch, how have you gone about, taking over that role and creating that sort of bond and that leadership that you need to?
You know, just being calm, listening to everything that the coaches tell me to, taking in all the feedback I can, and simply just doing my job. You know, I got to stay calm and stay composed out there, make sure everyone's put together, make sure I'm put together, and get this group rolling, you know? So just do my job, distribute the ball, put people in the right positions, and yeah.
Rob, let me just say this. You hear how monotone her voice is? This is the mark of a great point guard. 'Cause see, she doesn't get too high, she doesn't get too low. And that's one of the things that I think has kind of helped steady the ship, you know, for our team this year. Somebody that even if, you know, things aren't going well for her, she still stays even keel, and it kind of keeps everybody else in that place as well.
Let's close with this then. With the talent you have back and some of these new players, have you put some goals and expectations in place for this group?
You know, Nene, I don't know if you know this, but my expectation, I think we can have the number one turnaround in the country. I really do. I think with the pieces that we have, with the veterans, as well as with the freshmen and the newcomers, I think we can be a really dangerous team, and that's our expectations. Now we're gonna attack every game individually, and what we're gonna go from there. But we think the sky's the limit for our group.
All right, Coach Jania, thanks so much for doing this afternoon. Good luck as the season gets underway here in a couple of weeks, and look forward to following you all year long.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Rob.
All right, thank you. That concludes.